They beat us on the rugby field and they've had more female prime ministers. Now New Zealand has trumped Australia in the space race. A spaceflight startup has built its own rocket and successfully launched from its own launch pad on the North Island. Lexi Metherall reports.
Re-readying engines.
That's not Mission Control Houston, Texas.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
But Auckland, 5, New Zealand.
4, 3.
Ignition.
New Zealand's startup Rocket Labs has done what is yet to happen in Australia and has sent a rocket into space. Though it was only a test, it managed to launch 3 satellites into orbit for tracking shipping, weather and for imaging. Rocket Labs markets itself as revolutionary.
Anyone can now reach space. You want to give the internet to the world? Done. You want to have better weather prediction? Also done. Selfies uploaded instantly anywhere on the planet. No problem.
It says it will be launching every week at a relatively cheap $4.9 million US a pop.
Rocket Labs is a small startup, a few people and a dream, and it really shows what can happen in the modern-day space area.
Australian National University astrophysicist Brad Tucker.
You don't have to be a big government agency with a bankroll of $10 billion. You could do this on, not cheap is not the right word, but on an efficient scale.
Rocket Labs has been able to lower the cost of launches because the payload is so much smaller than it was in the past. Michael Davis is the chair of the Space Industry Association of Australia.
There's been a big revolution in the business models pursued by satellite companies. And instead of paying hundreds of millions of dollars for a very big satellite in geostationary orbit, we now have new constellations of smaller, what we call nanosatellites, in low Earth orbit at much lower cost.
Unlike big space industry players like Elon Musk's SpaceX, which use government launch sites, Rocket Labs says it's the first company to launch its own rocket from its own launch pad, which is in the Mahia Peninsula on the North Island.
We should applaud our neighbours' efforts and being visionary and really pursuing something that they didn't think would have been possible 10 years ago, and now they're amongst the competitors in the world market.
There are similar moves afoot in Australia with a launch site allocated in the Northern Territory. While tests are at least a year away, Michael Davis says Australia has other economic advantages in the space industry.
It is possible that Australia will be a participant in the commercial launch business, but there are still plenty of economic benefits around the actual development of satellites and even greater benefits around the use of satellite data, and it's around those areas of activity that we believe Australia has a very strong commercial future in developing our industry and creating jobs.
The chairman of the Space Industry Association of Australia, Michael Davis, ending Lexi Metherall's report.